All right, what a wonderful truth. Bow the knees to the right one, amen. I want you to open your Bibles this morning with me to the book of Matthew. We'll go to chapter 25. Roundup Sunday, we always try to kind of address our remarks a little bit with our Western theme, but always, of course, the truth of the Word of God. Talk to you this morning on Roundup trails, or trails that lead to the roundup. We'll find Matthew chapter 25 and pick it up in about verse 31 and going down to the end of the chapter. It really is speaking of a roundup time. Roundup, we expect crowds to be at a something like a family reunion, or in the old days, even out west when they had a roundup, they had a pretty good crowd. Crowds most of the time are welcome sometimes. I don't like crowds in the grocery store, do you? When you're waiting at the checkout counter. There's just certain places. I really love crowds at church, though. Now, the sheriff's with us, and he can tell you some crowds can be good and some crowds can be trouble. No doubt about it. I did hear about the young fellow that was, he was a preacher, studying to be a preacher, and he had to have a job, and he applied at the sheriff's department to see if he could get on there, and they gave him a test. And one of the questions they asked him, they said, "How would you disperse a crowd?" He said, "I'd pass the hat." That probably worked. Heard about another country boy taking a test for the sheriff's department, see if he could get a job, and they were ask him a bunch of questions, and one of them was, "What would you do if you had to arrest your mama?" He said, "I'd call for backup." Now, I kind of understand that, don't you? All right, Matthew 25, pick it up with me in verse 31. Listen to it close. Look at it in your Word of God. "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory," and that's a particular time that's nearing the end. That's not for just for the church, but "in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory." She was just singing about that a while ago. "And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also to them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, or thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Now, what we have here is we have a national roundup. We have a roundup of nations after the Lord has come back in his glory. And this is a physical thing. This is a scene on earth. The Lord Jesus will be sitting on his throne, rightful throne of King David in Jerusalem, and the nations now that have mistreated his brethren, the Jews, Israel, are going to be gathered before him to hear this pronounced judgment. So it is a roundup. Now we think of a roundup in Western terms, and we've all grew up somewhat with the shoot 'em up with the movies, and we've heard about words like rustlers and roundup and double cross and ambush and then trails. Roy Rogers' theme song, wasn't it? Happy Trails to You. And so we know about that. And we saw in the movies, we've seen the big cattle drives, the Chisholm Trail, the Cimarron Trail, and all that. And so part of all of that goes into our vocabulary today. I will tell you, though, the Hollywood versions are fairly wrong. I have, in my younger days, had the chance to talk to a couple of really old-timers that just before the turn of the century, back in the late 1890s, actually worked on some of the cattle drives and some of the stuff that some of the movies are made out of. And I remember one guy, I asked him, I said, did y'all have a draw out and a shooting every day or so? He said, look, most of those cowboys, if they had a gun, they had it in the saddlebag. And it was for shooting varmints or snakes. He said, all that stuff is Hollywood stuff. He said, you can't pay it a whole. Now, I'll admit, as a young fella, it kind of disillusioned me a little bit. You know, I'd kind of bought into some of that stuff. But, you know, the roundup of the cattle drives, it took a long time. When they gathered them in, they had the branding time, and then they would start down the trail. And when I look at the text here, I realize that here is a roundup that is predicted in the Word of God, the Lord Jesus coming back in his glory. That's the timing of it. The where of it will be Jerusalem, and the who of it is the king on the throne, the rightful king, not Buddha, not Muhammad, not Allah, but the Lord God Jehovah manifested in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, will be on the throne. And the nations will be measured by how they have treated his brethren. He was a Jew, you know that? He came unto his own. His own received him not, John chapter 1. But he had a plan for them. And in their blindness now, and they still are, but when he comes back in his glory, they're going to recognize who he was. And he's going to deal with the nations that mistreated his brethren. That's the measuring stick right here that he's talking about at this roundup. Now, this is a long predicted day, but it's going to come. It's closer than the first time you ever read it in your Bible. It's closer than it was yesterday. Amen. I think about all of us this week, as much as we could, if we were not nailing up windows or something else. We're watching the TV, and I'm still amazed how they can drop a few instruments from an airplane into that storm. And then that computer will give you all those spaghetti lines, call them trails. And I'm amazed how accurate they are. Now you'll see one every now and then do go off strain, but the majority of them converged. And that thing followed very close to exactly what we watched on TV. And we saw them start tracking it way before it ever got to Haiti or the Bahamas. And it just kept coming, and it kept coming. And finally it passed. I'm glad it passed east of the coast out here. And I'm sorry for the folks that got it worse, but wait a minute. We saw it coming. We knew it was coming. We had trails that led to it. And it finally arrived. And it finally did what it was going to do, right? I want to say to you, there's a judgment coming. And there's trails that you and I can spot. And we can see it coming. And it's been coming for a long time, but we can identify it, and it's better than the spaghetti trails of a computer. It's Bible trails. More accurate than man's computers, amen? I want to say to you today, think with me a little bit on a few of the Bible trails that tells us this day of judgment is coming. This roundup where the Lord Jesus sits upon the throne and judges the nations is coming. It will be a day. I point to you, one trail is the trail of corruption. Everywhere you look, we see that the Bible predicts what is happening today. Yes, we're shocked sometime, but God is not shocked. He already said it would happen. He said in the last days, it'd be perilous days. He said in the last days, evil men would wax worse and worse. Are we not seeing that today? As we look around today and see that this trail is pointing to a roundup, to a day of judgment that's coming. Even in the election, I hear folks say, no other election ever like this one. I'll agree. I think what you don't understand, it's more than liberals and conservatives fighting today. There's a big battle going on about whether or not America is going to become a socialistic nation run by a dictator, or whether or not we might pull out again and buy some more time by saving the republic. When we pledge that flag over there, we say unto the republic for which it stands. We've lost that. We've come very close to mob rule, where anybody that can get in under the river, over the river, over the fence, over the bridge, or wherever, they can vote whether they got an ID or not. We've come to a strange time that's taking place. Somebody says, well, you know, these candidates and I, and you know, they got dirty mouths. I agree. But we're not electing Sunday school teachers or pastors. We may have to fight fire with fire. Get quiet on me if you want to. The truth of the matter is, I'm not so interested in how many girlfriends either one of them had or still has. Some of you think on that a bit. It was not a slip up. I'm interested in the issues. Where do they stand on putting some conservative, decent judges in the Supreme Court that know the difference in a man and a woman when it comes to making decisions in marriage? I'm interested in that. I'm interested in whether or not we can have a nation with borders and keep out the terrorists. That's the issue. I'm interested in whether or not foreign money is going to come in and rule America, or are we going to be a good old-fashioned America like we used to be? That's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in whether abortion on demand is going to be increased and my tax money is going to continue to be used to fund Planned Parenthood or some of these other abortion meals. I'm more interested in the issues than who slept with who or said this or that or the other. I expect any time now they're going to dig up a tape where Donald Trump bit some kid in the nursery. Amen. I'm more interested in the issues. I'm interested in where the Saudis are going to continue to buy all the favors they want, whether we're going to continue to give $500 billion more to Iran to get a nuclear weapon. I'm more interested in issues like that. I'm interested in where the economy is going, because we can only continue to add so much debt that our grandkids have got to face. And what my taxes are going for, I'm interested in whether Sharia law is going to become the law of our land or not. In London right now, there's 88 courts practicing Sharia law. 88. You know what I'm saying to you? You women ought to be very afraid of Sharia law. I was reading over in Saudi Arabia where if you try to go to a McDonald's as a woman, you got to be escorted with a man, and you got to come in the back door. You can't come in the front. Ladies, you better know the issue is not just getting a woman president. The issue is whether or not you're going to stay free as you are now. You let that crowd come in, buy their way in, force their way in. Next thing you know, you'll find out you wanted, oh, I'm liberated. I want to be a free woman. Then you better look out for Sharia law. You better look out for that kind of business. I'm giving you just a little hint there. I'm saying the trail of corruption points, just like that spaghetti line pointed to the storm,
There's a trail the Bible lays out that points to a day of judgment.
I call it the trail of corruption. I hurry on to say I see the trail of immorality. Righteousness, the Bible says, exalteth the nation. But sin is a reproach, bringing it down. Now, which one are we going to have? Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think that if Donald Trump were to win, and I really don't hardly see how he could, I don't think it would be the answer to our problems. But it's sort of like this. If I'm fixing to step outside, and there's a door over here, and there's a door over here, and the door right here, I know for sure there's a man-eating beast on the other side of that door. I know. I've seen him. He's out there. Am I going to go out that door? Now, this other door over here, there may be a man-eating beast there. It may. But I know there's one over here. I'm going to go take the chance on there may be one here when I know there's one here. You following me? Well, you better wake up, folks. We don't have a human answer. But you and I do answer to God. Just when the judgment comes, we will answer to God, whether we stood on God's side of the issues, on the Bible side of them, or whether we're going to sell it out. Trail of immorality everywhere you look. We accept it. Accepting perversion today. Listen, you hear it all the time, but don't accept it. You heard the sheriff a while ago when he said Christians need to speak up. If it's wrong, say so. This political correctness is killing our country. It's killing a lot of churches. I hate to say it, but too many of my preacher brother don't have backbone enough to speak up when they ought to speak up. Sister, thinking about brother Judd, Sheriff Judd, when Sheriff Crow was in and you were working right hand with him, he called me one night. I maybe told you this. He called me one night at Saturday night about midnight. It was late. I was still at the church office though, and my wife, he called the house and she gave him the number that would reach my back office. We've changed it, so don't ask for it. I'm joking now, but he called and phone rang. I picked it up and it was Sheriff Crow. And he said, preacher said, we've got to have a rally down at the Bartow Commission meeting, County Commission. He said it was about the issues Sheriff Judd mentioned a while ago, the nudity places and all that, that thank God for we've seen the sheriff run out of the county. But it was Sheriff Crow. He said, preacher, we need some support. Said we need a crowd of people. This commission meeting, let them know that we're not standing by ourselves against this evil. And I said, we'll be there. He said, well, I knew you would. But he said, you know, I've called some other preachers. Now, I know some preachers are listening to me, and maybe none of them that's guilty of this. But he said, I've called some other preachers. And he said, well, they said we don't want to get involved. Yeah. And he said, well, Pastor Carter will support me. They said, yeah, we're not quite like him. Yeah. This is what the sheriff told me. They said, we are more the middle of the road. Well, when he hung up, I got to thinking, what do you find in the middle of the road? You find a yellow stripe. There's too many got a yellow stripe running up and down their backbone. And what else do you find in the middle of the road? You find something dead. And something stinking, if you please. Now, I want to say to you today, we better get back to standing up for truth. You heard the sheriff talking a while ago about this monster running off with a four-year-old kid. Listen, that sort of stuff, nothing digs me any deeper than that, hurts me any more, makes me any madder than that sort of thing. And this perversion that's being accepted on the political correctness is ridiculous today everywhere you look. And it brought down nations before. Homosexuality brought down nations. It helped bring down Rome. It was discovered in the city of Pompeii when God blew the top of Mount Vesuvius and let the volcano destroy it. Get you a real Bible, get you a King James Bible, and you'll find out that's what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. You can get you a perversion now that's cleaned that up and took Sodom out of it. But sodomy is a sin that God hates. I don't care what the Supreme Court says about it. It's what God says about it. Amen? That's what counts. But we're in a time when stuff is being... We're in a time when stealing is going on at a new level. Hacking, cyber hacking going on. That trail leads from the book of Revelation right back to tell us there'll be a time of the mark of the beast. A number. It'll come under the guise of security and keeping your identity from being stolen and your bank account, so to speak, from being stolen. All that business is coming. But the Bible says God will let a strong delusion, a time of deception that will move in. And we've moved to a time now where the population can't get to the truth. The media spins everything. And today, if you're not careful, you get your values from the world. You need to get them from God's book. Amen? That's the values that counts. Oh, I look on the trails. I see them running fast to the judgment. The judgment day is coming. We're looking around today and seeing the prediction that has come, that where we see the thought police, we see Big Brother government coming in on it, all of that business, and then we see the war trails. And Jesus said, when you have the wars and rumors of wars, he gave that as an end time sign. I talked in Sunday school this morning about the coalition of nations with Russia and Syria and Iran, all that gathering now, as the Bible said they would. And we're in trouble right now. We're in a big fuss with Russia. Some of you think, you might be surprised which candidate would best to have their finger on the red button. I'm just going to say this. Russia just got a treaty with Syria this week to move their military into Syria and have military bases. And the Turkey coup that just happened put Turkey back in the camp of Russia, all predicted in Ezekiel 37, 38, that I've been teaching in Sunday school. And the big problem with Russia right now, remember the red line that President Obama drew? The red line, what a joke. However, we Americans are not always as right as we think we are. News coming to us pastors out of Syria is that more Christians have been killed since the rebels started fighting Assad, because the rebels are Sunni Muslims and they hate Christianity. You say, I don't like that politics. Get up and leave. We'll know why you're leaving. The truth of the matter is, you better get a hold of this, because this is current. This is happening right now. And we are not near as far away from some bad things happening in this old world, predicted in the Word of God, as you think. The war trails, they're building. They're building big. You're seeing it here and there. And even nature trails leading to the judgment. So what are you talking about? Well, Jesus said there'd be more earthquakes than ever before. That's nature. Yeah. Hurricanes, sure. Bad weather, sure. Did God ever use weather in the Bible? Did he ever cause it not to rain on somebody? In the days of Joshua, did he bring hailstones out of the sky? Did he even make the sun stand still? He used nature. Somebody says, it's Mother Nature. No, it's not. It's Father Nature. Somebody says, well, this man-made global warming. No, it's not man-made. It's God-made. And God's in charge of it. And he promised Noah that the seasons would continue in and out until the end of time, and they will. But even the nature trails are leading back to tell us that there's a day coming that I read about in Matthew 25. There's a day coming of judgment. There's a roundup of nations that's going to answer to God. You see, what the real fuss about in the world today, and you trace it through the Bible, is who's finally going to sit on the throne. Who is going to be God? Who is going to be the ruler?
And as the lady was singing a while ago, it's going to be God's son. Psalms 2 says he's going to sit on Zion's hill. The Bible tells us he's going to sit on David's throne. The Bible tells us there's a time coming that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. It's not necessarily about America. It's not necessarily about this election. It's not necessarily about any candidates. It's about Jesus Christ. Is he going to be on the throne? Is he on the throne in your heart and in my heart? If he is, then we want to see him, what he stands for. We want to represent that in this world today. Our text is a day it's talking about. All the trails tell us it's leading to it. It'll be a time of separation where the Lord says, I'm going to put the sheep over here. I'm going to put the goats over here. It's a separation. Now, in the scripture, the goat is often representative of the bad and the sheep of the good. You understand that? Even Satan, part of his symbols is the goat's head. You know that, don't you? Sure you do. And there's going to be a separation, the good and the bad, the right and the wrong. Those that are for the Lord, those that are against him. And we have never in our life seen those lines so clear as we are seeing them today in society and in our so-called culture. We have never seen the spirit of Antichrist rise up like it has. I saw where Air Force captain retired was giving the little speech that they give when the flag is over the casket. You've seen this. And when it's folded up, the ceremony of folding up the flag and presenting it to the widow, whatever the situation might be. And this one that had died, this friend of his, this Air Force captain, had a speech that he would give at such a time when the flag was being presented. And so in this military ceremony, very much like we have up here at Bushnell, and many of you remember in the news not too long ago, there was a fuss about whether God could be mentioned even up there at the graveside. Check me out. There was a fight about it. Thank God the bad side lost. But what I'm telling you about is this captain was going to get up there and give this patriotic speech that he'd given many times over the flag. And when he got to the part where he mentioned God, they come up and took him and pulled him out and would let him finish the speech. We're talking about our military. We're talking about what some of the chaplains are facing now, where they can't pray in the name of Jesus Christ, where they can't lead a service. No, it's not everywhere, but it is moving in here and there. And from headquarters down, we're finding out an Antichrist spirit in America. You think you come hearing some nut this morning? No, I'm well know what I'm speaking of. I know exactly what I'm speaking of. And you know what? If you and I don't do as the sheriff said and speak up, we're going to lose what we've got left. And our grandkids are going to be the losers. I'm telling you, there's a roundup coming. I'm telling you the trails that you can recognize, just like the spaghetti trails on the storm, there's trails that say we're heading that way, heading that way, heading that way. War trails, yes. Nature trails, yes. All converging. Did you notice all those lines on the TV? They converge, the majority of them converge. What I'm saying to you is the Bible trails are converging. They're coming in. A day is coming that the Bible is warning us about. All converging, very near, leading to a time of separation. Now somebody says, how does God throw a whole nation into hell? That's not what it says. The nations are going to be gathered. The sheep and the goats are going to be pulled out of those nations. We could say the citizens are going to be separated. Who was this and who was that? And this is a natural thing. It's going to occur at the end of what Bible students call the tribulation period. the 7-year period following, get me close, following the secret catching up of the saved, of the church, of those that belong to Jesus. Paul said this could happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. That the dead in Christ would rise first, and then we that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to be forever with the Lord. That's the rapture. So you see, I'm going to miss this roundup unless the Lord lets me come back. And he will. When he comes back in glory, I'll be in the army behind him. Revelation 19. Read about it. When I was a kid, I always wanted a horse. I never owned a horse. But I do own one. It's stabled in heaven. And I'm going to come back in the Lord's army. And he's going to be riding a white horse from heaven. I'm going to be in the Lord's army behind him. I'm going to see him sit on that throne, but I won't be in front of it to be judged. I'll be back there with him as judge. You understand what I'm saying to you? He's coming back in his glory. Those that have been caught up are going to be brought back with him. And I want to say to you today, and I'm just, you come to, if you never get the truth again, I want to give it to you today. You're going to be in front of this judgment if you don't get saved, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Best to accept him now, be on his side when he comes back to judge. All the trails are pointing that way. All of them are leading that way. It's going to be a time of separation between sheep and goats at this particular physical thing that's going to take place, getting ready for the millennial reign of Christ on the earth. Today, if Jesus come, you could be taken or you could be left. There's going to be a lot of daddies that say, going to church, hon, take the kids with you, but I'm not going. If the rapture takes place during the morning at church, they may never come home, mister. Your lunch may be late. Say, what happened up there at the church? Well, all of a sudden, a bunch of them just disappeared. Say, that's fiction. No, it's not. It's Bible. It's Bible. Sad truth is, it's going to happen to somebody. See the storm way off? Count the days. How many days? Day. And finally the day came. It went where it was going. The trails pointed it out. They all converged. The Bible trails are all converging. They're pointing out a day. Are you ready for that day? Roundup day. Standing before the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you ready? Are you ready if the trumpet sounds today to call his saved folks out? See, in that day that I read about in the text, they'll be judged on how they personally treated Israel. Right now, you're being judged on how you personally treat Jesus Christ. Is he your Savior or not? Have you believed on him, accepted him? He loved you. He died for you, paid for your sins on the cross, shed his blood to cover your sins you had no cover for. And when you receive him, he becomes your Savior, your sacrifice, your substitute, your sin barrier. He becomes everything you need to stand before God justified as though you'd never sinned. My, how are you treating him right now? How are you treating him right now? You're going to walk out of this building when you get in your car. Boy, I ain't going there no more. I don't hear that no more. I don't feel good. I want to feel good when I leave church. I want to feel good when Jesus comes. I want to be ready for him when he comes. It's going to be a separation time, folks. How would it be with you today? How would it be with you today? Have you ever truly said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. Thank you that your son paid for my sins. I do receive that gift of eternal life that he bought for me. Have you ever treated him that way and received him as your Savior? All the trails are converging. They're all coming together real fast. How will that day find you? Would you bow your heads with me, please? With our heads bowed, how many of you can say by testimony, preacher, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I've received him as my Savior. I know all the Bible trails are coming together more accurate than any computer. I know that. But thank God I'm ready for the Lord Jesus. Can you say that with the uplifted hand all over this building today? Can you say it? Can you say it? Mean it. Thank you. So many. But are you here today and you say, preacher, have me in mind. Pray for me. I'd be like the man waiting for his lunch, but the wife and kids didn't show up because the Lord took them. It'd be a terrible time for me. I've never received Jesus. Are you here and you'd say, preacher, when you pray, have me in mind. I need to be saved. Would you lift that hand this morning? Would you do it for prayer? I'm not going to call your name. I can't get saved for you. I can't go drag you down an aisle. It's your choice. It's your choice. You're just as much before Jesus right now as these nations will be when he judges the sheep and the goats. You're just as much before him right this minute as they will be then. You got a choice right now. That's the difference. It'll be after the fact when he calls the nations together, but right now you have a choice. You can change sides. You can come to Jesus. Would you slip that hand up for prayer? Would you do it? Very well, let's stand. Please, Father, we come to you in prayer. Lord, I've touched on quite a bit this morning, but Lord, this is a critical time in our nation, in our world, critical time in our culture, critical time in the hearts of men and women as to who they're going to believe and what they're going to believe. I pray, Father, right now in your house, on the authority of your word, those that have been extended this invitation to come receive Christ, that they will this moment do that. I pray you'd let your Holy Spirit do the work that no preacher can do, and you'd speak to hearts. Blessing the invitation now, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing a verse of song. I'm going to step to the front. If you'll come receive Christ, will you be